This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Turn it up!
And when it let me say, let it say, oh, but now I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking
that guy knows.
Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
That guy back there knows.
Oh, but now I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Buzz sounds horrible.
It does.
Yep.
I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Our Friday folks are not used to it yet,
but we'll get them there.
Yeah, we got a couple.
That's our first one.
My brother in the bird's hat right there. He was singing along.
Yeah, because we didn't do this prior to the season starting.
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, so the Friday crowd has never really experienced this.
Nope.
Get used to it.
Eagles injury news. This coming from Crapsheet. Ian Rappaport.
Crapsheet. Shout out to never mind.
Yeah, shout out to Howard.
Yeah,
Howard,
okay.
Howard was the one that called him Crapsheet.
It was.
Eagles pass rusher Nolan Smith tore his triceps in the Super Bowl win and played through it in the second half, per me and Mike Garofolo. Smith, who performed in the second half on one arm, had surgery on Wednesday and will be ready for the 2025 season.
Wow.
Dude, he played with a torn triceps?
Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
Well, kind of makes sense now. He was probably one of the few D linemen who didn't do anything in the Super Bowl.
Did he? I thought he had a couple of plays. I don't even remember. Buzz, was Nolan Smith good in the
Super Bowl? Jalen Hunt was in there.
Yeah, because it was really a sweat. It was really
a
sweat.
And that may be why Jalen Hunt played as much as he did.
It might be.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. And I didn't hear whether BG physically, I think, was okay, right?
Yeah.
Afterwards, I don't think he had done anything to that arm.
Here's the funny thing is, tricep looked good at the parade. But Nolan,
it didn't injure him there. It didn't stop him from drinking. Maybe that's why he drank so much.
Yeah, maybe he was in pain.
He was in pain, yes.
Final check-in on the Twitter question. It was brought to you by Marsh Jewelers. Marsh Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. A.J. Brown says the offense should change drastically next year. Do you agree? 60.2% say yes, it's got to change. We had two people respond to the poll and say, he never said it. WIP is just making this up. It's like, it's literally on the video. We played the audio of him saying it.
Like, what do you mean he never said it?
We played him saying it. I don't know what to say. He said it. You might not agree with him, but he certainly said it. All right, 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake, Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Ike, Spike. How you doing?
What up, Tasty Cake?
How you doing, brother?
Everything's good. I want to, you know, far as the Eagles thing goes, is that changing their offense, the Eagles are not Sugar Ray Leonard. They don't have to have this fantastic technical game plan to win games. The Eagles are good Joe Frazier. They're going to crouch down. They're going to come at you. They're going to come at you. They're going to come at you. They're going to hook, that offensive line's going to hook you to death. That's who they are.
Yeah, I mean, I think there'll always be a team that is based around their lines. I think, though, that it's probably... I think two things. One, they've been running essentially the same thing for 3 years now. And then the other thing is that the just how much they've leaned on Saquon. And truly, it doesn't, as good as Will Shipley might be, and as, I like Kenny Gainwell, it just doesn't, it doesn't force the defense. You don't get big plays out of those guys the way that you got out of Saquon. And you're not going to be as effective. So I think if you're going to go into next year understanding that you're going to have to lighten the load on Saquon, then you're going to have to open your mind to different ways that this offense can be great. And I think the good news is they're all really talented, right? So that I don't think they have to play a certain way. And I agree. I think they will always be more of a running team than a passing team. But I don't know that the split can be next year the way that it was this year. I don't even think it's fair to Saquon, honestly, physically. If the guy wants another 3 or 4 years in his career.
Yeah, you can't give him the ball 500 times next year.
Yeah, I just especially if you're going to be playing into the playoffs and all that stuff. I don't think it's fair to Saquon. And he might say he wants it that many times, but if you want to extend that guy's career, I don't know that you can do the same thing.
Yep.
The other thing I wanted to tell you, Spike, is I love you. And when you said you watched every minute of that game last night, I just want to let you know you're not alone.
Oh,
I was
you,
here
man.
In Williamstown watching every second of it as well.
Yeah, it was disgusting, Tasty Cake. I thought of you last night at one point. It's one thing to suck, but it's another thing to just sort of like give up. And the team, not all of them, and Yabusele, man, every minute Yabusele has played this year has been 100 miles an hour. So, and Quentin Grimes, was out there, but the rest of the team looks like defeated. And you can't be that, especially when your three best players are out there. You can't go up against the defending champions and be defeated. Especially, you got 30 games left. You still have to play. It's not like it was the last game of the year. You still got 30 games to play.
The thing that was a huge weapon always for the Sixers is, gosh, they would be in the penalty with 6 minutes to go in a quarter.
Yeah.
And be shooting foul shots, with 6 minutes to go. Part of that, of course, is Embiid didn't play, Spike. But the other thing is, he does, when he catches the ball at the top of the key, he can't go to the basket anymore. He just doesn't have the legs to do that anymore.
Yeah,
he doesn't play
the
contact.
Yeah.
He doesn't play the contact anymore.
I think he tries, and it just doesn't work the same way because he's not as physically imposing. Now, the frustrating thing is he's so skilled that he could figure out being he couldn't be the guy that he was. He could figure out a way to be effective. You look at a guy like what's his name in Milwaukee?
Giannis?
No, the center.
Brook Lopez.
Brook Lopez essentially had two different careers, right? Brook Lopez in the first half of his career was a scorer and was not a great defensive player. He has moved to being a fantastic defensive player and a three-point shooter. That's basically what he does. There's a world in which Joel Embiid could be an effective player, but not what he is. And you're bringing up offense, Tasty Cake. I think the biggest difference with Embiid is you used to be guaranteed a good defensive team when Joel is on the floor, and he just can't move. They put him in pick and roll every time. They put him in action every time they had the ball.
It's so frustrating. We had a conversation. You and Ike and I had a conversation. I'm not a Nick Nurse guy. You know that.
Yep.
It's very frustrating because you can't coach. Because if you look at it, like Pascal Siakam regressed his last 2 years, Toronto. Tobias Harris disappeared last year, and now Paul George is irrelevant. The guy don't know how to coach forwards. It's just as simple as that. You can't be a forward and excel with Nick Nurse. You can't.
Kawhi Leonard won Finals MVP with Nick Nurse.
You pull that card every time.
Well, you can't say, and I know you love Tobias, and I would agree. Nick Nurse has done a bad job and probably should be fired. Hold on 1 second. I agree. Nick Nurse has done a bad job and deserves to be fired, but like you can't just blame Nick Nurse for Tobias Harris scoring 0 points in their final playoff game and say that's a Nick Nurse thing.
Okay, here's why I blame him, Spike, and then you'll tell me about you can, and I can tell me that I'm wrong. Tobias Harris. By far, last year, is the best post-up player on the Sixers. By far. Way better than Embiid. He needs to catch the ball 6-7 times a game with his back to the basket, and he'll score. They never ran anything for him, ever. He was put in the corner and became a three. Just like, when do you see Paul George going to the basket, ever? He's a jump shooter. And if he's hot from outside, he'll score some points.
But he doesn't
go to the basket, ever.
Did you just say Tobias Harris, on the same team with Joel Embiid, the best post-up scorer in the NBA, is a better post-up player
Embiid
than Joel?
Joel Embiid is not a great post-up player.
Go look at the numbers. He was the best post-up player in the NBA last year. I don't know what to tell you. I love you, Tasty Cake. Is there anything you that is popular that you just don't get?
Spot on a lot of that, Tasty Cake. Yeah. Spot on.
What's that?
Spot on with a lot of you just said. Spot on. Wow. Meaning you were right. You were right.
I think so, too, but Spike doesn't see it our
way. Don't worry. He disagrees with me all the time.
We're allowed to disagree.
Here's what I know about Spike. I love Spike, and number two, I know he loves the Sixers.
Yep.
I do. So I got man love, and I think you know that I love the Sixers.
We
all want the same thing here, Jason.
That's what the great thing about your show is that we can have these discussions.
Yep.
Is there something that is popular that you just don't get?
I thought I had a good one. I had pickleball.
Oh.
I told Buzz pickleball, and then the other guy said it. I just don't understand that game. I mean, my cousins are all obsessed with it, and I don't get it. It seems like a ping pong version of tennis to me.
Yeah, but I like ping pong. Thank you for the call, Tasty. Okay, I kind of want to play pickleball now. I kind of think we should have an afternoon show pickleball thing. Maybe we should try playing once. Maybe you, me, and Jack go out with. Maybe we can bring Buzz
get some
or something.
People, yeah.
Maybe we
go
do out.
A little 2-on-2.
Yeah, just figure it out first and see if we like it. But an afternoon show pickleball tournament.
You take on the midday show or something.
Well, we kick their asses. And the morning show. Don't even get me started.
Don't even bring in the morning show.
The camera feels like a pickleball player.
He does.
He does. DeCamera is the weirdest shaped human I've ever seen. Dude, have you ever seen somebody? Now, I was cold at the parade, and I was miserable because of the cold.
Right.
Have you ever seen someone look worse than Joe looked after the show on the parade? I don't know what he was doing. He sort of had the hood.
Yeah, the hood tucked under the hat.
Yes.
Then he had the jersey over the hood,
over
the coat,
the hood.
And the coat.
His face was a red that you only see, you know, coming out of
he looked like Tom Coughlin.
Coughlin in that playoff game, NFC Championship at Lambeau.
I was going to say, coming out of a Delco Irish bar, and you see the end of the night, you see red faces like that. It was something else. Should we go to this, up here?
What was that?
That one right there.
Oh, sure, yeah.
All right. Chuck from Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Spike, Jack, what's up? What do you mean, should you go to me?
Spike, you disrespected us last week.
How?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, you called the morning show before you called us. You called the midday show before you called us. It was Thursday when you realized you hadn't even called us after the Eagles had won the Super Bowl. All the time. You know, hinting that you were going to make yourself a foxhole guy again with the afternoon show. And I think we all agreed, Jack, Ike, and I even Jack didn't want to, but we all agreed we felt disrespected by you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, Chuck.
Well, you know what? You know what, then? My apologies. And you know what? My disrespect. Because I'm busy, too, man. I got wife, children, man. He was just won the Super Bowl, man. I was drunk all week last week. I didn't even know where I was at, man. You know what I mean? So, you know, give me some break, man. You know what I mean? Give me a little break. And I saved the best for last. Mm. You know what I mean? Spike, come on. So, I am a Foxo afternoon show call.
We needed to hear the excitement. Oh,
did you hear what he just said?
Oh, did you say that again?
I am a Foxhole afternoon show caller. And okay. I ain't going nowhere again.
There we go.
There we go.
We're all good. You know what I mean? Fist bump. You know? I can't believe you did it without Jack here. Jack somewhere is going to be celebrating.
Yeah. We needed to hear your excitement after they won the Super Bowl, and we didn't get to hear it until the end of the week.
We felt cheated.
Yeah, but listen, hear me out. I'm back on board again, man. My calls just don't sound the same on the midday show, man. And I'm too much of a, and I love those guys. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just, you know, afternoon show is where I need to be.
All right,
you guys are willing to accept me back.
Of course we are. Yes,
of course.
Doors always open.
Of course,
not always, but to you,
that.
It's open.
Don't have to wait on
this is where you were born, Chuck. The afternoon show.
I held my own in the show.
You have, yes, yes.
I paved the way for a lot of people. But you know what? That's neither here nor there. Yeah, I call for one thing, and I call for one thing only. I'm still riding high because we Super Bowl champions, and I love every minute of it. It'll be 8 months before I get over this. But, you know, Spike, I just want to say this to you, Spike. You got to be on my side with this, man. You got to. If you're a real Sixers fan, you hear me, Spike? If you're a real Sixers fan, like I know you are, you got to be on my side with this fight. And that's to denounce Joel Embiid. You got to denounce him, man.
Nah.
It's over. It's over, man.
I'm not denouncing him.
No, you got... Come on, Spike. We diehard. I've been a Sixers... You know, I bleed my heart. This bleeds my heart, man. You know, this guy has more surgeries than the operation table. This is Milton Bradley, operation, get another surgery. That's a walking autopsy at this point, man. Like, what are we doing, man? What are we doing with this? You know, another surgery after another surgery. You know, before you know it, the guy won't have a knee left.
Yeah, you just sound mad at him for having bad knees. That's sort of like the tone of it. You know what I'm saying?
No. I'm mad at him because he didn't have heart. You know what I mean? He need to get his heart examined. That's what we need to get. It's all woe is me every year. Woe is me. You know what I mean? Meanwhile, while the Sixers fans faithful bleed out. You know what I mean? We've been bleeding out this guy for years. Enough is enough, man, of this garbage. You know, he shouldn't have went to the Olympics last year, and he caused this on himself. Now he's going to postpone this supposed to be phantom surgery he's supposed to get. You know what I mean? He's supposed to bleed out again with you as a fan and wait on your every beck and call. I'm tired of this guy. I just want my franchise back. I don't care about Joel Embiid anymore. I don't know, hate him. I don't like him. I'm indifferent about him. I just want him gone. Okay? Just request a trade because I tell you, you know what I mean? This team needs to get back. We can't get back with this guy being a leader because he has a dark cloud over this franchise. And you don't realize that. Like, you're wasting Tyrese Maxey's prime right now. He's going into a prime and we're wasting it with this guy.
Chuck, the problem is they can't trade him. No one, it's...
Yeah, who's going? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thanks to your guy. Thanks to Daryl Morey. Thanks to Daryl No Sense Morey. for signing this guy to a long-term deal with a chronic history of sickness and illness and pain and suffering and, you know, and injuries every year.
Hey, Chuck, were you wrong about Jalen Hurts?
Huh?
Were you wrong about Jalen Hurts?
Like, you can't do this. You can't just switch over like that.
What? I don't want to talk about this,
man.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, though.
Well, am I wrong about... No, listen. I was a Jalen Hurts fan, like, when he first came in the league. It was me and OG Wade. And, you know, me and Wade went through some things. So just to spite Wade, I'll turn against Jalen just a little bit. But I'm so happy for the guy. He's the best. Him and Bryce Harper are the two best athletes in the city. You understand what I'm saying? And they won us a championship.
Well, Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley and A.J. Brown. Yeah, those guys are magnificent athletes. You know what I'm saying to you? And that's the guys that we need to, you know, hang our hat on as fans. Joel Embiid is a thing of the past. And if you still want to be on this team, he can be on this team. But as far as the Sixers building around this guy, those days are over.
I think you're probably right, Chuck. I think you're probably right.
You know what I mean? Let's build around a younger nucleus. Let's go get a guy, you know, say Gilgeous-Alexander, that type of guy.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, let's just go get Shea Gilgeous. Let's go get the MVP. It's harder than it sounds.
But the way the Thunder did it the right way. You know, that's a guy that could build the team. It's impressive. He's built several good teams, man. You know what I mean?
How many championships has Sam Presti won?
How many? He doesn't have none, but how many did he got closer, a hell of a lot closer than Daryl Morey ever had?
Not really. He made one finals.
Yeah, but Daryl Morey never made not one finals. He don't even sniff a final.
Well, he did. They went to seventh game in the Western Conference Finals against the Warriors. But all right, Chuck. It's good to have you back, brother. It's good to have you back. Hey, Buzz, before we do the text line, we have to give away next question today. I feel like I didn't ask it enough times.
Still some good ones, though.
Yeah, we did get some good ones. So next question today, NASCAR was founded in 1948, so we asked for something that was popular that you just don't get. And the winner today gets a $150 gift card for Wild Fork Foods. Wild Fork Foods is your number one choice for high-quality meats and seafood without breaking the bank. Over 700 items in store and over 450 meat and seafood options online. Find Philadelphia area store locations at wildforkfoods.com or online and get same day shipping. So, Buzz, what are our best answers back then?
Yeah, someone said AJ Brown, which is kind of funny. Netflix was interesting because you guys realized that you're overpaying for it every month and it didn't really make a whole lot of sense. I think pickleball felt like the winner, though, for now that we actually want to do an event.
Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe pickleball is awesome, but we did get it a couple of times. Who was the first person that said pickleball?
Rob was the first guy.
Give it to Rob.
Yeah.
All right. Rob's the winner.
All right. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Hold on. Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Enjoy Jolly versus Jillio today. Need him debating Spike next on Daryl Morey. Justin in Marlton.
Was there a Jolly versus Jillio?
There sure was.
Was it about the Kelsey thing?
No, so they actually rehashed. Jillio tipped his cap to Jolly because Jolly was the one anti-playing Saquon in Week 18. And Jillio said they won the Super Bowl, so I'll actually score this one to Jolly. They teed him up on Daryl Morey. And then in the end, he goes, hey, by the way, you kind of called me an idiot last year for saying the Eagles should put a deadline on Jason Kelsey.
Yep.
Chiefs doing the same thing with Travis. So he did slip that in at the end.
Okay. I got to go listen to that on the podcast or rewind.
Did it get hot and contested or was it peaceful?
No, it was the most tame one they've had, I think.
Maybe it's not much less than that. We got to find something they disagree on. What's next?
Mike is officially welcomed back after stopping Spike from that tattoo and skin complexion conversation. All of the delegation listening to WIP.
Sorry.
I figured we would,
Yeah.
It's okay.
I get a little loose sometimes.
You get comfortable with me.
Yeah. I mean nothing bad by it.
I'm a good guy. Oh, you're at the cookouts, man.
Yes.
We know it.
What's next?
So after all our hard work to make us run this offense, this guy just wants his stats again? AJ, a word, please. The Eagles offensive line room.
Oh, yeah. Imagine them if they hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we got to change this thing drastically next year.
By the way, if I'm at the cookout, what the hell am I eating?
That's a good point.
There's nothing safe for me at the cookout.
Man, that's a good point. Yeah, there's damn sure we ain't doing cookouts with vegan stuff in
mind. I got nothing. All right. Yeah. What's next?
What about a pasta salad?
Yeah, but it might have mayonnaise in it. I can't eat
mayonnaise.
That's a good
point.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
You guys don't want to hear my Sixers expertise? No? Cool. Guess I'll just go myself. Elliot in South Philly.
Bleep myself. Wow.
He'll have a chance to do that. I just don't want to do it now, you know? And I gave him credit for the Embiid thing.
You shut that down super fast. He was like, oh, let me get a Sixers taken. You're like, no, that's all right. We're doing it next.
Yeah. We'll do it at some point. We had already had Elliot on for 20 minutes.
Right, yes. We already talked long enough.
Broke my 10-minute rule. What's next?
Jack, you sure you're going to be okay with the boys next week when I go back to producing the show? Wait, you've been home all week? Jill in Westchester.
I love how that's a text somehow. How do we get their conversation as a text?
Jill in Westchester sent it in.
This dude is never taken off again.
Nope. We definitely... Dude, we tortured him by creating an AI version of him just to tease him. All right. Buzz, who's next?
We got Hunter Brody coming up next.
Brody!
Bro, he's going to do a four-hour reaction show to U.S.-Canada coming up.
Yeah, for sure. Bros was in his full uniform last night.
Oh, I saw.
Skates and
with
all.
Skates. Dude, you can't put skates on the family room floor. What are you going to do? Those things are sharp.
He wanted to get a shift.
Yeah.
Sticking his hand in everything.
Bros. All right. We will be back with you on Monday. Thank you to Taz and Fran and Tucker here. Buzz back at the studio. And listen to Broads next. And thank you so much for listening.
Speaking of having a stick in your hand.
Oh, my God. Now, I'm usually the one that does that sort of stuff for the Blue Chew. But, man, that is an iconic one from you, my friend. You know. And, see, I can't even expound on it. Look, it's the weekend. And there's plenty of opportunities on the weekend. Maybe you got date night tomorrow night, something like that. And you want to make sure that date night ends the right way. And date night only ends the right way if you, first of all, you got a nice dinner, all that kind of stuff. But you got to perform at the end of the night.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
That's the most important part of date
night. Yes. I mean, we know, right? And you want to make sure that the next date night that happens, that it happens again, and you got to do that by performing the right way. And you do it with the Blue Chew. You know, sometimes you need a little bit of performance enhancement, and Blue Chew is the best way to do it because it's all online, and there's no doctor's visits involved. You just meet with one of their medical pros on the website there. It's very quick. They ship it directly to your house because it's made right here in the USA. So it's cheaper, and you don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy. It's the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin, but it's a chewable.
Chewable.
So I said, keep one in your wallet, keep one in your car, keep one in your backpack, away from the dog or whatever. Just make sure it's, you know, for you.
And the weekend's about to start.
Yes. You know, maybe need a couple Blue Chews if you're lucky. I don't know. Married guy, maybe not. Once on the weekend, probably more than enough. But so all that stuff is great, and even better, it's going to be free for the first month. Just go to BlueChew.com. You fill out the form. They figure out what the best mix is for you. It arrives in the mail, and then you
chew it and do it.
Chew it.